I actually got about a 3-hour message if you all want to hang tight for a while. Now, I appreciate you, Pastor, giving us the opportunity just to come up here and speak a little bit about what the King James Bible has meant to a lot of us. And I grew up in a very bizarre home. My mom divorced my dad when I was about 1.5 years old, and she told my dad to never come around. My mom is a rebel without a cause, and she was saved when she was a young girl, which is fortunate for her, because she doesn't care really truly about the Lord or anything that the Lord cares about. We've had some really hard discussions in the last few years. My mom used to have a lot of different guys come around when I was growing up, and Jerry Thompson's dad was one of them. And when Jerry started coming to church here, it was good to see him, and it was hard to see him because it brought back a lot of old memories. So it's a strange life that I grew up in. I grew up in a family that said they believed in God but really cared nothing of the precepts of the Lord. My mom, family, all said they were Christians and never once told me about the Lord Jesus Christ and salvation. I basically found out about it on my own reading a book that's not even really a Christian book. I learned about the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I read through my Bibles as a kid in church at Fairly United Methodist. And the funny thing about it is our address at Fairly United Methodist, which is on Mississippi Street in Fairly, is 666 Mississippi Street. They finally changed that address about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
That was the address of the church. And minister at the time, he wore a dress too, and everybody thought it was really neat. I always wondered, why does he wear that? Why doesn't he just dress like the rest of us? Anyways, the Methodist Church believes you're saved by your infant baptism. And then you go through confirmation, and they confirm your infant baptism and confirmation. And they talk about the Bible. Then we get into Bible study, and everybody's got a different version. Well, how come mine says this? How come mine says that? Well, I grew up with an RSV Bible, and I always believed that RSV was the Word of God. I always believed that God gave us His words, His book, and I believed what was written in there. I never questioned the words or what the book said, the Bible said. I always believed what God said in there. And everybody in the Fairly United Methodist Church loves to say the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer. And they say it over and over again. They don't really stop to think, that's the Lord's Prayer. What about my prayer? They couldn't pray if their lives depended on it. They have never prayed for the United Methodist. They never pray. They say prayers. It's the same thing in most churches. So when I started reading the King James Bible, because my wife's cousin, Brother Duggan, started showing me some different things about Bibles, and I'm like, Jim, I believe the Bible that I have. Yeah, but there's some things. And then he introduced me to Dr. Ruckman, and then he said, well, why don't you come to church here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church? And I'm like, okay. So the first time I met Brother Duggan was at a family function. And it's interesting because I got to be a blessing to him because I knew how to be saved. I didn't verbalize it real well, but I knew it was by faith and trust in Jesus Christ and nothing else. And Jim always remembered that because he was a lost Catholic. And that was one of the things that the Lord used way back many years ago, probably about 15, 18 years ago, to start dealing with Jim's heart. And what led him to salvation was that and many other things. Well, then Jim calls me up out of the blue about 12, 13 years ago and says, yeah, Paul, remember way back when we were talking? And I'm like, yeah, I remember that. He says, well, I just thought it'd be interesting if you came over sometime. And, you know, we talked about the Bible and Lord a little bit. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of different. Never had anybody do that before. And so I go over to Brother Duggan's house. I was working nights, taking care of my kids during the day. So I didn't want daycare. I grew up as a daycare child. And I don't even want to talk about the miserable experience as a child in daycare. It was very, very hard to be watched by people that didn't like you. You were just an annoyance, just a paycheck for them. But, so, one of the things he pointed out to me was Psalms chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. And it just struck me because I always did believe the book. In the Methodist Church, when you ask them questions, they never give you an answer. It's kind of a sleight of hand thing in the Methodist Church that I grew up in. We'll just kind of, you know, we'll just kind of direct you over here. Like Walt Flesner told me, well, you know, that's your path. That's your journey. You know, for other people, it's this and that. Well, in Psalms chapter 12, verses 6 and 7, we all know what it says. For the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them for this generation forever. And when Jim started showing me some of these verses in the Bible, which I had read before but never really had understood what they were saying, the thing that I always believed about the Lord was that He had kept His word. I never doubted that the Lord had kept His word. I always thought, you know, the Lord created everything. You, me, everything. He has the power to answer prayer. He has the power to be everywhere at once, to know all things. And yet He couldn't keep the words in a book? Really, people actually believe that? And they're in their right mind? He's got the power to bring them to heaven, to raise up His Son, the Lord. And but he can't keep His words because they're so hard? Because I, for the life of me, when I started finding out as an adult, 32, 33 years old, that people actually don't believe the words in this book, it absolutely blew my mind. And then when you start looking at what Satan did in the garden, you start looking at other things in the Bible, scriptures, and what man has done with God's word, you understand very clearly that the Lord wasn't kidding when He said, "What is wrong with us? We are all sinners, and we are bad sinners, grave sinners, because all we want is what we want." And it was a blessing. Brother Duggan started showing me and started studying the book for myself. And the thing that I really appreciated the King James Bible most of all is that it makes sense. When I study something out in this book, it makes sense. Things go together. Things make sense in this book. And I never have ever doubted the words ever in the book that I had. But now having all of God's words and knowing that these are God's words means everything to me. Because when a man used to give his word and shake another man's hand, that word meant everything. If that man broke his word, you might as well die. Because that word meant everything to that man. Now we live in a day where a man's word, a woman's, nobody's word means anything. It's just if I feel like it, it's just a hope-so thing. Well, God gave us His word, and we can count on it and rely on it. And I'm very thankful to be in a church that teaches and preaches and believes this book. After growing up in the church that I grew up in, and having been to St. William's Catholic Church, St. Philip's Lutheran Church, all these different churches in my Fridley area, and having an opportunity to be at a Woodcrest Baptist Church when I was growing up, because the apartment building I lived in, they used to come around and invite kids to church. And my mom never felt like going to church anyway, so she just, yeah, go ahead, kids, you know, get rid of us for, you know, morning, whatever. The Lord has done a lot for me just because I believe this book, and I think the same is true for all of us to believe these words in this book in here. What He's taught us, you know, to whom much is given, much will be required. And one of the things that I really love from James chapter 1, because I'm really not wanting to keep going forever here, because I could. Honestly, when I get talking, you guys wouldn't know that, would you? I can just keep going. James chapter 1, verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. It's the deceiving your own selves that we do so easily. You know, we all hear these words and we all hear the preaching and we read our Bibles and we see what the Lord says, but we deceive our own selves. You know, is that necessarily what the Lord meant? Is this really what He wants for me in my life? We better not be deceivers of ourselves. We better remember what we're here for. We're here for the Lord Jesus Christ because of what He did for us. And I just hope in my life and my heart that I never lose the focus that I did lose for a period of time. I forgot that it isn't about me. I got down about life and the struggles in life. And it happens to a lot of us. And it got to me. And I almost gave up. And I'm very thankful to be standing right here today that I didn't give up. I've seen brothers and sisters who have, and I know where they are today, and my heart breaks for them. It's sad. Don't ever give up. The Lord's good.